since September, we have been walking through our motto, which is following Jesus together, love God, love people, serve others. And it's so much more than a motto. It's really tied into that as five core values that I think every church needs to have. Every church needs to have. It doesn't need to be stated this way. Following Jesus together, love people, love God, love people, serve others. But it's these things. Following Jesus is about discipleship. Together is about fellowship, worship. That has to do with loving God, loving people is about evangelism, and serving others is about ministry. And I don't want to miss out on this moment that we have together, because I'm going to share the message, but I'm just going to kind of what do you call it when you make it shorter? Abridge it? Abbreviate. It's about being together. When we talked about loving others in evangelism, this is the verses we talked about. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. It goes on to talk about that God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. But beyond sharing our love with other people and those who are outside this church, we're called to love one another. Those people that you're sitting beside right now, to love one another. In John 13, Jesus in the upper room, he'll say this, a new commandment I give to you. And it's not that the commandment was new, it's that the standard was new. Love one another was not a new commandment. But the level of the commitment of loving one another was, the standard changed. As I have loved you, and by this you'll know that by this they will know you're my disciples, because of the love that you have for one another. It's this point of Jesus loving us up close and personally. Emmanuel, we'll be talking about that this Christmas, God with us. Jesus loved everyone, but he was in closer fellowship with the disciples. He didn't wash the 5,000's feet. He fed them, but he didn't wash their feet. Loving one another, that's how people will know that we're his. It's not by our allegiance, although we do pledge our allegiance to following him. It's not by our dedication to the cause, although we are committed about being about our Father's business. It's not about our doctrine, what we believe, and we do need good doctrine, apologetics, knowing what we believe and why we believe it. But how outsiders, if I can phrase it, people beyond our church, how they'll know, people who don't yet know the Lord, even how they'll know, it's by our love for one another. It's by a special love we have for one another. In fact, Galatians will talk about that. There's a distinction to talk about, even do good to people, but especially to those that you're in fellowship with, especially with the household of faith. And the way we love each other really is through fellowship, and that doesn't mean fellowship equates a casserole or a potluck. Sometimes we talk about, we're having a fellowship. Fellowship has to do with family. And somehow, my hope is that people will look at our family and say, hey, I want to be a part of that. That family really operates well. I want to be a part of that. It looks like they'd like to be together. They like one another. They love one another. Sometimes it's easier to love people you don't see so often. Scripture tells us this in Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is for us to dwell together in unity. But it also might be said, as we look at some places, how difficult and improbable it is for people to dwell together in unity. Some of the most wonderful times I've had in my life has been because of the people I'm with and because of the people themselves, just being with them and because of them. But some of the most hurtful and painful times I've had have been with and because of the people who are close to me. But relationship with people and being in relationship and close relationship, it's worth it. There's a proverb that says, where there's no oxen, the trough or the stable, the manger is clean, but much increase comes from the strength of an ox. There's benefit, even though there's some work involved. And please don't hear me, I didn't just call you an ox. but it's that point of relationships take work, but guess what? Relationships are worth it. And being part of a fellowship and a family It's really worth it. The church has to do with community, those who are called out. There's tremendous reward for being together and living together, living life together, not bailing out on each other, not walking away from each other. Ecclesiastes says this, two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls. He has no one to help him up. I have a friend of mine who wore a belt and suspenders, and he quoted this scripture. Two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will help his companion, but woe to him if he's only got one. I don't think that's really the exegesis of the text, but fair enough. Church isn't like choosing a bank. Well, I like the services I get at CIBC, or I'm frustrated with Scotia, so I'm moving to TD, or RBC's got better rates today, so I'm switching. And church isn't like a grocery store. Well, I like how Superstore is laid out, or Safeway has Air Miles, or Co-op, they carry our groceries for us, so I'm switching. Church is about community and fellowship and family. It's the people. It's not the organization. And so life together, when we talk about that, we're not just talking about a small group program. We're talking about actually living life together with one another because we're family. We're the family of God. Am I talking too fast? I look at Audrey because she tells me sometimes. She also tells me you're talking too much. I'm not intending to go through things so fast that we miss what I think the Lord wants to say to us. I have family in New Brunswick. I've got family in Vancouver. I've got family in Kamloops. I've got family in Winnipeg. It's pretty quiet. I've got family in Saudi Arabia. I've got family in the Congo right now as missionaries. I'm related to them, but we're not walking in fellowship right now. There's no strain in our relationship, but we're not living life together. We're scattered. There's people all throughout the world that are family with us, that we name the name of Christ. There are churches all over our city that are family. We're family. Doesn't mean we're walking in fellowship together. You can only be in relationship with so many people. And Jesus said, they will know. People will be able to look at us and they'll know we're His. Ah, you belong to Him because I see how you treat one another. I see how you care for one another. I see how you love one another. Wow, that's the test. How we love each other. And it's not just what we declare, I love you. It's what we demonstrate, how we live it out. Ephesians 3:14 will say this, for this reason I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven on earth is named. Those who have already gone before, those who will come after us, heard the Lord Terry. The whole family. We've got a big family. He's got a big, big house. But we're called to be more than just related. We're called to be in relationship. And we dare not take this gift of fellowship lightly. Because we're privileged to live in Christian fellowship, but there are a lot of people in a lot of places who cannot experience this or don't experience this. Even there are people who are isolated by sickness. There are missionaries all over the world. There's the underground church who meetings like this would cost them dearly. Imprisonment, persecution cost them their lives. I love how the writer of Hebrews says this, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, without going back and forth, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. And here's this word together, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And it doesn't mean just that we meet together, although that's part of it, but it's what we do when we're together. It's not just being in the same room, it's being in the same spirit, in the same heart, with the same purpose. It's caring for one another. And when I talked about the benevolence needs at Christmas, it's not just handing out some gift cards. It's noticing people and caring for one another, forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. And some have determined, some of our family members around the world have determined that because I'm a part of the family of God, I don't need to be in close fellowship or family. But he's called us into fellowship and into community. And it says that even when we come together, may we exhort one another so much more as you see the day approaching, the day of his return. The clock is ticking. I probably say that I'm equally surprised, maybe, about, you remember I was surprised on after Wednesday that there wasn't this noticeable, tangible, I was healed on Thursday morning. People phoned in the office to say something happened. I was as surprised by that, I think. But as last crossover service on December 31st, right here, I preached a message about the return of Christ. That perhaps today, we live in expectancy of Christ's return. But I know this, that we are closer now than we were then. Every day, as we see that day approaching, and guarantee you this, that day is coming. And we want to live in a way that honors the Lord. And the way we do that is we don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but we come together and we exhort and we encourage and we strengthen and we care for one another, because we're not only related, we're in relationship. And next week, I want to look at Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4 about how the early church, at least in Jerusalem, sometimes we say, oh, I just want to be like the early church or New Testament church. There were a lot of churches that we probably want to not follow suit in some of the things. But in Jerusalem, in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, we're going to look at how they had things together, the purpose, how they participated together, and what the birth of the church in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, the immediately things that followed about a community. They had no idea when they woke up that morning they were going to baptize 3,000 people. And the church would grow. So we're going to talk about that. About 10 years ago, I came up with a list, and we'll close with this. 10 years ago, I came up with a list. I went through the New Testament looking for the one another's in Scripture. And after I say this word, I think just somehow it might help if you would bear with me. If you would say one another after I give you what we're called to do. In the New Testament, this is what the one another's look like. There's 34 that I came up with. You might be able to come up with a lot more, but this is what I found. We are called to love. We're called to be kind to. Give preference to. Be of the same mind to. Do not judge. Accept. Greet. Do not go to the law against. Wait for. Care for, serve. And this one's a little funny, but it's don't bite or devour. Stop that. Don't provoke or envy one another. Bear with one another. Carry the burdens of one another. Be tender-hearted to one another. Forgive one another. Speak to in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to one another. Submit to one another. Don't lie to one another. Teach and admonish one another. Comfort one another. Edify one another. Exhort one another. Consider one another. Do not speak evil of one another. Do not grumble against one another. Confess your trespasses to one another. Pray for one another. Have compassion for one another. Have fervent love for one another. Be hospitable to one another. Minister your gift to one another. And finally, have fellowship with one another. The New Testament has called us together. Jesus has bought us with his blood. We are family, but we're not only family, we're called to be a fellowship, in fellowship. Because he purchased us with his blood. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that he causes us to walk in fellowship, and his blood cleanses us from all sin. Can we go ahead and pray this morning?